صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We start our talk today on a sad note, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My Fui, her daughter, Fui also passed away in Ramadan 1994, and now she, the daughter Farida, Dr. Junaid Arbi's mother, passed away this morning. Janaza is after Asr, so from here, after Salat, I'll be going to the airport. So make dua for her, Farida Arbi, and all the marhumeen. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. In Mishkat Sharif it is mentioned, each one of us has lost someone near and dear to us. So then what example did he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give? Al-Mawta kal-Ghariqil Mutaghawwith. A person who passed away with Iman and Islam, their example is like a person who is drowning and screaming and shouting for help. So me and you who are alive, with our du'as, with our charity, with all our good deeds we do, voluntary actions, so we transfer it to millions of people, so each one will get the optimum and maximum reward. Today in South Africa, alhamdulillah, is the 6th of Ramadan, 1446. And we know in majority countries of the world, it is the 7th of Ramadan today. So that alhamdulillah is also the mercy of Almighty Allah. Our talk today will be, we must study our history. Remember, our Islamic history is unique. Is not written in black and white, is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, the ulama-i Haqqani, and the red, red blood of our shuhada, of our martyrs. So Allah Jalla Wala has kept Islam alive because of all their sacrifices. A nation that does not know its history does not have a bright future. And people who know their history will always be motivated for the future as well. So go through some incidents, remember, that occurred in this month of Ramadan in Makkah Mukarramah. Prior to the Hijrah, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. When I was teaching there at Darul Newcastle, this was my famous question, that who performed the Salatul Janaza of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? You know, students, they will take chances. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one, that one. So I always used to mark it zero, nothing. There was no janaza salat at that time. So we must remember that. So they buried without janaza. But she's our mother, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra. We can never ever forget her sacrifices. Did we ever make special dua for her? She's the first person, brothers, sisters, not first lady. Alal itlaq, the first person to embrace Islam, man, woman, everybody. And she embraced Islam, a pillar of strength for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, I never even met Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. And the Master alayhi salam would take her name on so many an occasion. So one day, you know, when you are co-wives, so you have little bit, you'll understand, some type of, you know, that you feel why this one is being praised so much. Ya Rasulullah, we are here now. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha has passed away. See Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, do you know who Sayyida Khadija? She believed in me when everybody rejected me. She gave me all her wealth when nobody wanted to support me financially. She's the mother of my children, 6 children. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique, O Aisha. She's exemplary, O Aisha. Siddiqa says, never ever did we say anything in future about Sayyida Khadija, but we just praised her and praised. But this ummah today, me and you, when I used to go for Hajj and Umrah, we used to take groups. This Friday after Fajr, I used to tell them, in Medina Munawwara, meet me here at this pillar, and then we'll go to Baqi. We'll start 20, 50, end up over 100 people because of the Arabic, Urdu, English, various languages. People just join us, you know. They want to know whose grave is where. We make dua. We announce in Makkah, I want to take you to Sayyida Khadija, Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha's grave. You will find 5, 10, 20 brothers. It's 15, 20 minute walk to the graveyard. This is the harlot of the Ummah today. We even forgot the lady who made the greatest sacrifice, the Master al-Islam, to cry for her. That is why that year Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. In our history is known as Abul Husn, the year of grief and sadness. Allah Jalla wala Jalal came, Ya Rasulullah, you are so sad. I will take you for the miraculous nocturnal journey. No person before you, no person after you will experience. So the demise of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha became the catalyst for the Isra and Mi'raj, for the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Aqsa al-Mubarak, meeting the Anbiya alayhi salam, performing the imamah there to show the world humanity and posterity. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is who? Is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, and then the Mi'raj. So she passed away, remember, on 10th of Ramadan. So you there's different dates mentioned, but anyway, in Ramadan she passed away. Before, you must remember the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara. Then we find in Ramadan that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, on the 17th of Ramadan, remember, he's there in Iraq. Abdul Rahman bin Muljim comes and he belonged to the Khawarij. How you have different groups today. You have the Shias and they say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman are not Muslim and so forth and so on. So these people 100% are non-Muslim. If I at the radio, and I'm live now also inshallah, I challenge any Shia in any part of the world. You say you believe in Khomeini. Khomeini wrote in Tawdih al-Masail, which I have by me. He wrote there that in Tawdih al-Masail, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. So if you believe in that, then you should give your daughter to somebody for 1 hour. He writes Khomeini in Tahrir al-Wasila, you can even rape a baby and a child. I'm giving you the references. He says, I don't want to be in that Jannah where Abu Bakr and Umar are. You call Muslim. Fakka kafir. Remember that. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَوَ كَافِرٍ. If you got doubt in that, you yourself end up with them. That is our fatwa throughout the world. And we challenge anybody. I challenge them how many times. I beat them in Iran also. Khomeini's grandson sent an invitation, I want to meet you. I said, Khomeini's son is Ahmed, Ahmed's son. In Qum. So he heard about the debate and I beat them there. He said, come meet me. I said, let's to be Haris in Allah Lifa. Why would I come meet you, kafir? So you must remember that I got no time to meet you. We must always stand our ground. Don't try and join this one and jump like hypocrites. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and we must be proud about that, that we will defend the honor of Sahaba radiallahu anh, all of them. Namus-e Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. To protect the honor and dignity of Sahaba is compulsory upon us. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh was martyred by the Khawarij Abdul Rahman bin Muljim. Initially Shia, then Sayyidina Ali, and they made a battle, and they had, you know, they made sulah. One side Amir Muawiyah, other side you must remember Sayyidina Ali. So they told Sayyidina Ali that this is wrong what we do. Now we're going to fight you. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, these people, these Khawarij, yesterday they were with me, today they are opposing me. They're quoting the Quranic verse, in al-hukmu illa lillah. The verse is correct, 100% kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. But the meaning they are taking out, the connotation they are taking out now is batil and is something there. Like you get today, people, you, I translated the khutbah now. Hafiz Ibrahim Azamir Sahib brought me. So Abdullah Awajwani, this morning's program I said, you will hear Abdullah, I don't even call him Sheikh. So Abdullah Awajwani will take the king's name and MBS the Murtad bin Shaitan's name. In the khutbah I took their name. So I said, why? After every khutbah, then they get a nice ED before Eid comes, you know. Nice bonus they get. They take the king's name, take MBS name, you see, like that. So he said, we must refast, we must read Taraweeh. Do you know that is Taraweeh? Quickly, I just teach you a lesson. Taraweeh is 20 rakats. We don't speak without Dalai. Go open Tirmidhi Sharif. Al-Imam Shafi'i was born in Gaza in the year 150. And when he was 2 years old, his father, Muhammad bin Idris, Idris passes away in Gaza, he's buried there. Don't say Gaza, that's kafir way. We Muslim say Gaza al-Mubarakah, Gaza fiha al-Izza, Gaza fiha al-Barakah, Gaza fiha al-Rahmah, Gaza Madinatu Shuhada, Gaza Madinatul Hufaz. That is Gaza, the land of the martyrs. That is Gaza, every family and a half is. How you can take on 60 countries and defeat them? This is the sacrifice they made. So his father passed away, Idris. Mother spent the day in Gaza. Then 2.5 years he's old, they made Mashura, he landed up in Makkah, Imam Shafi'i. From the age of 2.5 he's there, he grows up. And then at the age of 7 he completed Hifz by the African teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Azanji. At the age of 10 he learned the whole Muwatta Imam Malik. Whole South Africa, big, big mashayikh we have. You won't even find 10 ulama in South Africa who know the whole Muwatta Imam Malik like how we know the Quran Hifz. At the age of 10 he knew the whole Muwatta Malik. Imagine, Allah blessed him. At the age of 13, his African teacher told him, oh Muhammad bin Idris, that you start teaching at the age of 13. وَكَانَ يُدَرِّشُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. He was a lecturer in Haram Sharif when he was 13 years old. At the age of 15, وَأَجَازَ لَهُ بِالْإِفْتَاءِ. He gave him permission and said, start issuing fatawa. Go open Tirmidhi Sharif. Imam Shafi'i says, I saw the people in Makkah. They were reading 20 rakats Taraweeh. Our Ustad in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Omar Falata, African, from Nigeria. Before he used to teach, we used to kiss his head and kiss his forehead. 49 years he taught hadith there in Masjid Nabawi. When I became his student, the only time I saw him teaching was inside Riyazul Jannah, where Imam Malik used to teach. Nobody else used to have the honor. That is Allah. Then the other teacher was Sheikh Atiyah Salim. Sheikh Atiyah Salim, Ustad, lecturer in Masjid Nabawi. He wrote, remember, a book. You can Google it, Maulana, and show the people. So you must remember, he said, Ishreena rakatan fil Masjid Nabawi, akthar min alfi amin. For more than 1,000 years, there is 20 rakats Taraweeh, yeah, in Masjid Nabawi. So Haramain Sharifain got 20 rakats. Where you come with 8 rakats? And now MBS, the shaitan, with 10 rakats. So all the shaitan yet they started now. You must remember that. So they quote one hadith. I challenge them how many times. La yazidu fi Ramadan wa la fi ghayrihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read 8 rakats. In Ramadan and out of Ramadan, he never increased it. So I asked them, your grandfather reads Taraweeh in 11 months. The hadith says, La yazidu fi Ramadan wa la fi ghayrihi. Not increasing the 8 rakats in Ramadan and no out of Ramadan. So obviously it can't be Taraweeh. So what it will be? Tahajjud Salat. So same thing, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. You quote the hadith is right. But the meaning you're taking is totally wrong. From time of Sayyidina Umar is 20 rakats. And see what time Imam Malik. Imam Malik got 20 rakats there. And his mazhab is 20 rakats. Shafi's mazhab is 20 rakats. Imam Abu Hanifa's is 20 rakats. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. How you can leave them and you take Albani and Bin Baz and your Yusuf Qardawi and Salih Usaymin. Half of you don't ever met them. I sat with them. I met all of them. I asked million times, thousand times on the radio, who made Sheikh Albani in South Africa? Till today, nobody told me. I met him. So, alhamdulillah. So, they are great ulama. We don't say no. But you can never compare them to the four schools. So, you should remember this. So, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred by the enemies who were with him. And then they turned against him. And that is what happened to him in Ramadan. What happened in Ramadan? The Battle of Badr took place. Sahaba came, go to Badr, now everything is open. Those of you going for Umrah, your brother, sister are there. They're going to travel Makkah, Medina. Tell them to take the old road. Rather go by that, leave the train and the plane and go with the taxi and take the old road and stop there in Badr. Then you will see the Masjid, Masjid al-Arish. There they were like a tent, a marquee, whatever you want to call. Just Thursday night, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, only 313. Abu Jahl and company, when they left Makkah, they were celebrating already. The wine, dine and swine was flowing. Quran speaks of it. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِعَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Don't be like those people who left their homes with pride and arrogance. This is a foregone conclusion. How can they fight us? We are the super army. We are the super people. You know, trumpeting away the harami. So the word harami is in the Quran in the meaning of illegitimate children. In case you don't know, zanim. Zanim means harami. So sometimes you'll wonder, is it zanim? So what it means? It means illegitimate child. So you must remember, we will take over Gaza. We're waiting for you come. Today, Rubio says, we don't welcome any person in America who's a supporter of Hamas. I say, you're recording my program every day. So what you going to do when we say we are Hamas? We support Hamas. What you going to do? So they can't stop us, but Allah's help. So don't be shy. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the precedent for humanity posterity. Laylatul Jumu'ah. And the 17th of Ramadan just started. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gathered the Sahaba in Arish and said, we're going to make dua. What dua the Master alayhi salam made that night? Then the shawl Mubarak was falling. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thadi Asnain, said, Hasbuk, Hasbuk Ya Rasulullah, enough, enough, we will win inshaAllah, we will be victorious Ya Rasulullah. What the Master alayhi salam said, Allahumma in tuhlik hadhihi al-isaba, Ya Allah, if you destroy these Sahaba, let them but ba'd al-yawm, your name will not be taken. The Sahaba were fired up. They came to the Master alayhi salam and said, Salma Shita, Silman Shita, Waqta Man Shita. You join us with whoever you want. You cut us off with whoever you want. You ask us whatever you want. Who's there today to read? We read about Cricket World Cup and Soccer World Cup and half these guys gays and other half, I don't know what they are. We read all this nonsense. Abdul Rahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. This is now when Surah Ar-Rahman was revealed. The Master alayhi salam asked in Makkah, who will go there by the Kaaba Musharrafah? Go read the Surah Ar-Rahman. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, Ana, I will go. The bank was Sa'adika. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was very short. So again Nabi alayhi salam asked, no one answered beside him. Aye. Third time, he said again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go read. He just started reading Ar-Rahman, Allah al-Quran. Abu Jahl, La'in Mal'un came, gave him such a hiding from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He was so short and small in size, and Abu Jahl big, and his ears and all that started bleeding. He came crying, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's why I was reluctant, but nevertheless. Kudrat ka karishma, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. It is the Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan, Friday. The two youngsters, then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is there. He looked on his right and left and he said, now what this youngsters? They said, uncle, there's Abu Jahl, you see. And they raced, they dropped him, and he took out his sword. He said, you shaitan, you knock my ear here. Today I will decapitate you, you see. That is Allah. You see what they did with our people in Palestine for 80 years. What they did with our people in Afghanistan. Do we even know the history of Afghanistan? Who read about Abdurrahman bin Samura, Fatih Kabul. In time of Sayyidina Usman, he conquered Afghanistan. In the time of Amir Muawiyah, he conquered the other portion of Afghanistan. Go read Abu Dawood, you ulama and students. You will find Abdurrahman bin Sabura's name. You will find Kabul's name in Abu Dawood. But who's there today to read all this? So you must remember, go read our glorious history. Nobody ever defeated Afghanistan beside these two Sahabas. The British came in the 60s thrice. It became their graveyard. Macmillan, the Prime Minister, said, first law of politics, never ever invade Afghanistan. The Russians came with their Red Army, and then their grave finished. The whole disintegration of Soviet Union took place. This is what I say. You accept it, you don't accept it, it's fine. It's my opinion. Inshallah, inshallah, that during this American regime of Trump, the trumpeting away, the whole America will implode and will fall apart. And our Gaza, our Hamas will be responsible for the Israel to fall apart. Our leader, our Amir, our Muassis, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Barqadahu, who started Hamas in 1987, he said, the year 2004, he was martyred by Ariel Sharon. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. He martyred, murdered him. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Qala Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allahu jalla wa ala. Allah states, Hadith Qudsi. Man aada li waliya, faqad aadantuhu bil harb. You cause harm to a waliullah, Allah will wage war against you. You know you all speak Afrikaans here. All this from Benoni, no? Like a Tisoka school, William Hills, you understand? 71, 72, early 70s I was here. So maybe some of you guys were with me. We used to play soccer, cricket, all that. But we were winning all the time. You guys were scoring own goals all the time. So anyway, with Allah's help, you know, we were the guys from Heidelberg, you know? There. So anyway, brothers, so you know, in Afrikaans we say, so that is what Allah did with Sharon. 8 years Allah put him in Sakarat. That Allah. You murdered Waliullah, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Barqadahu. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin said, those days, he passed away in 2004, 2027, Zawalu Israel. Israel will be gone. We say, I don't say you must believe in it. I'm telling you his opinion. So you must remember that. Inshallah, we say, Israel is on the verge of a civil war. America is on the verge of a civil war. And they will implode. So Allah is teaching us what happened in Badr. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِهُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Allah teaches us Surah 2, verse 249. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That's how many a time a small group, who can forget the Taliban, what they did with all of them, first the Russians, then you must remember the Americans, and 48 countries, and they defeated them. So who can take on people who are dicing with death? Did you read about Hamas? You read about Yahya Sinwar? Yahya Sinwar saw a dream. Prior to his shahadat, Mustafa told him, you take these jutlas on and you will die a martyr and I'll be waiting for you to welcome you, Yahya Sinwar. These are our people, members. You should know what is Ramadan. In South Africa, what is Ramadan? I asked the one youngster once there in Pretoria, I used to go a lot there before for lectures and so forth. Now we go here and there, Kambinoni. So what happened? I asked, they tell me every year you sit in this masjid. They say, I must sit here, 20 years old, 19. I say, why you must sit here? He say, the chows we get in this masjid, you won't even get it home. Now you tell me that is the etikaf we make. We start 60 kilos, we come out each day 70 kilos. In Gaza there is no food. Did we ever cry, my brother? Did you ever cry, my sister? There's no food, there's no water. The jutlas, haramis, what else can I call them? So they said, we're going to cut off the water and electricity for Gaza. They said, do what you want to. لَنَّسْتَسْلِيمْ إِمَّا الْغَنِيمَ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَ. We will never ever surrender to you. We're either going to beat you and take the booty and spoils of war, or either we give shahada in the path of Allah. A nation when it's prepared to do that, nobody can defeat them. Go to Fateh Makkah, it is the 8th year of the Hijrah. Sahaba didn't see Makkah so many years. Their hearts were there. We were born in Makkah. You know, apartheid, the Bura, they kicked us out. Hey, Kuli, Khanna, the Kuli dog too. But Ramadan come, any time come, they say, hey, Kuli, Brandi Kuli, the Drihu Kuli cook. You understand? Bring your samosas. Now you guys don't even know what is Drihu Kuli cook and all that. You see? That they loved it. Maulana Daya knows, ask him all these things. Maulana is our ustad, is our sheikh. He's a senior alim. You must honor these people, him, Maulana Akudi and the others. Great service, yeoman service they're rendering to you, Yaid bin Oni. So my brothers, you must remember, they kicked us out. You go 5 kilos, 10 kilos. Sahaba had to go 400 kilos, 500 kilos to Medina Munawwara. 6 years came, then they had to go for Umrah, only 1400, 1500. Khalid bin Walid is there, Abu Sufyan is there, they're not Muslim, they say you can't enter. Everyone in Ihram. Sayyidina Umar was so upset, but Allah said, make sabr. Then 7th year came, they made Umratul Qaza, again 1400. Their hearts were pining to see Kaaba Musharrafa. Lo and behold, they, the Quraysh, broke the treaty. And then in the 8th year of the Hijrah, 10,000 Sahaba came. And they entered in Makkah. They didn't have to wear ihram, nothing, you understood? It was special for them and all. So Sa'd radiallahu anhu came. First person he met, Abu Sufyan. He told Abu Sufyan, today, al-yawmu yawmu al-malhama, today hum boti boti kar denge. Today we're going to make mincemeat of you. We can never forget what you did to my mother, Sayyidah Sumayya radiallahu anha. We can't forget what you did to Khubayb bin Khabbab. We can't forget what you did to us, the torture, persecution. He, Abu Sufyan, knew we in big trouble. He's still not Muslim. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what Sa'd said. The Master alayhi sallam said, no. Al-yawmu yawmul marhama is a day of mercy, is a day of compassion. The Master alayhi salam is showing us, oh Ummah, where are you? My Ustad, Shaykh Umar Falata, I told you about him. We used to kiss him on his forehead, on his head. One day I told a South African, that's my Ustad in Masjid Nabawi. He said, that taki inside Masjid Nabawi. I just walked away with tears in my eyes. This is the Ummah today, the apartheid we got. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. This Arabs practice on apartheid. They took Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, Mu'azzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Waziru Malihi, go to Dimashq. Both Mu'azzins are buried there in Damascus, in Babu Saghir, in the graveyard. Sayyidina Bilal, the board is written there, the Mu'azzin of the Master alayhi salam, and his Minister of Finance. So Sayyidina Bilal is wondering what's going to happen. These people, they tortured me. Where? In Batha Quraysh. You've been for Umrah 10 times, you've been for Hajj 5 times. Did you visit Batha Quraysh? Where the Muslim got time for that today? They're interested in a mall and going here and there. The woman want to buy the best abaya and then make tawaf and show the people. That is our Umrah today. Riya and Wasum'ah. Every second thing we drink just to show off. So Sayyidina Bilal, Ya Rasulallah, what must I do? Bilal, it's Zuhr time, it's Saturday, 21st Ramadan, 8 years after Hijrah, you climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, render the adhan. These Arabs stay in complexion, couldn't believe. We are begging for clemency. Bilal is on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and is rendering the azan. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Today I gave news, mask the harami for born in South Africa, made money in apartheid, he sent the rocket missile, it blew to pieces. You see, that is Allah. So you must remember this. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what do you think I'm going to do with you? They said, you are Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. We expect something Kareem. Go antum uttulaqa. That was a masterstroke, rahmatul lil alameen. So I give you pardon. Then I tell you what Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers. La tasrib alaykum al-yawm. Today we're sitting here 100, 200. How many of you are not speaking to one another? How many of us in Benoni, we're not talking to one another? How many of us in Gauteng, South Africa are not talking? You think your Ramadan is accepted? Not accepted. You can make Quran khatam every day. You can read Tahajjud and cry every day. No ibadat is accepted. Did I say so? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif, in Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said ABC. ABC, I'm giving example. X, Y, Z are not speaking. Uturukuhuma hatta yastaliha. You don't have to become the best friend, my brother. You must make salam. Don't come tell me you right and he's wrong. Everybody says that. You go now after Jummah Salat and tell the brother, I ask you for forgiveness sincerely. If he forgives you, alhamdulillah, all your actions are accepted. He tells you, go fly a kite, your actions will be accepted. He tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb, he will come to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for water. Just now he'll give a glass, you know, we forget his Ramadan sometimes. So what happens? He will say, I want water, how's it closer? The master said, go from there, get out. My Ummah came to you and asked you for forgiveness and you told him to get out, so today you get out. So brothers, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, it's in your interest that forgive one another. It's month of Ramadan, for that inheritance, for that business deal. One crooked deal went for cars and now we seven ties forever. No ibadat is accepted, brothers. Don't fool yourself. We conclude today's make dua for the marhumin. Farida Army passed away. And all the other marhumin. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa dua'ana wa jami'a amalina saliha. We thank all the trustees, all the imams of this masjid, all of you. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Is what now? Azan. Is Azan now, then Sunnah? Because today I think you have changed the tartib a little. Huh? I'm also confused. I'm getting blowing my fuses. So is Azan now, and then is Sunnah. All right. Okay.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. Allahu Akbar, Allah. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى سبيل الهداية والعرفان وجعلنا من أهل الإسلام والإيقان، نحمده سبحانه وتعالى على أن أظلنا شهر عظيم يسمى رمضان، ترمض فيه الذنوب وتكشف فيه الكروب، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة بالقلب واللسان، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي عرفنا ما يدخلنا الجنان، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أكمل أهل الإيمان، وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد دخل شهر رمضان، فخذوا بركاته بالطاعات والتنزه عن العصيان، كما حضنا عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ما لا يتناهى من الزمان. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب، وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب، وينادي مناد: يا باغي الخير أقبل، ويا باغي الشر أقصر، ولله وتقاء من النار، وذلك كل ليلة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف، الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ذئب. قال الله عز وجل: إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجلي. للصائم فرحتان: فرحة عند فطره، وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، ولخلوف فيه أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: والصيام جنة، وإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يسخط، فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل: إني امرؤ صائم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة، من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وأقضاهم علي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين، خصوصا معاوية، وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة، وعن أزواجه خصوصا خديجة وعائشة وحفصة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: خير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا منشئ الخلق من العدم. اللهم انصر إخواننا وأخواتنا وأولادنا وأطفالنا وآباءنا وأمهاتنا في غزة. اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم في السودان. اللهم انصرهم في أفغانستان. اللهم انصرهم في العالم كله. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم احفظهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ومن فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم. اللهم ارزق، اللهم ارزق، اللهم ارزقنا خير الطعام، اللهم ارزقنا خير الشراب، اللهم انزل على قلوبهم السكينة من عندك، اللهم ارضهم بقضائك، اللهم ارضهم بقضائك، اللهم ارض عنا وارض عنهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
Let us kindly come forward into the masjid. Please ensure that all gaps are closed. Please ensure that we are standing in straight rows. Please let us see that the backs of our heels are all in line. Please ensure we are standing shoulder to shoulder. Please ensure all garments are adequately kept above the ankles. Please switch off all devices and cell phones or put them on silent. Our children who are not baligh, place them right at the back, or if there is a fear that they will misbehave, we can stand on the extreme side of the saf with them. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله،
إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا
وعلى آله وأصحابه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت، ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في العالم كله. اللهم انصرهم، اللهم ثبت أقدامهم، اللهم ثبتهم على دينك. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.